Lecture 8, The Radical Edge.
One of the ways in which religion is interesting is the way in which it tends to stabilize the world. By its very nature, religion, which gives an account of how things are, tends to be conservative, and helps preserve the way things are. And like other religions, Christianity has a great deal within it that stabilizes the world and supports the order of things. The Christian story, we have seen, creates a coherent understanding of the world and of the human place within it, and of the destiny of the world and of human destiny. The Christian creed articulates that vision in terms of a God who is intrinsically involved with humans and promises them a share in God's life. The Christian church and the sacraments provide a secure sense of sacred time and sacred space. And however complex, we saw in the last lecture that Christian moral teaching provides guidance for Christians in their behavior. But religion also has another aspect, which is more disruptive. And Christianity also has that dimension, which is more destabilizing of the world and more destabilizing of the tradition. Today we talk about Christian practice, the radical edge. That great battle for self-definition with Gnosticism, I always go back to the Gnosticism, the great battle with Gnosticism in the second century made the great church a public organization and also included people with a wide range of commitment and fervor. You will remember that Gnosticism, and part of Gnosticism's appeal to many, was that it divided humanity into three groups, one of which was the group of the elite or the enlightened, the Gnostics themselves, who would, because they had the spark of awareness, could flee back to the light and just let their bodies be shed. Then in the middle ground were the psychics, people with some possibility of getting the point, of being enlightened. But the vast majority of humans were the Hylic, the mud people, with no possibility for enlightenment, simply the herd, if you will. Now, in rejecting that sort of elitist vision of Christianity, the Orthodox Church opened itself to all levels of humanity, not only the smart but the ignorant, not only the powerful but the powerless, and so forth. So Christianity thought of itself as being Catholic with a small c, that is, having a universal embrace. What happened as a result, however, is that what it gained in universality, it lost in terms of edge or in terms of excellence. And when Christianity was subsequently made the established church of the Roman Empire, the imperial religion under Constantine, the safe and even privileged position of the church encouraged membership with minimal commitment. Now the age of martyrs is over. The church is even an advantageous organization to belong to. To be a bishop is to hold a public and even significant social status within the empire. So this kind of safety on one side is good news. We're glad we're not all being killed. I mean, persecution is difficult, and martyrdom appeals mainly to those who have difficulties. But with safety also arises the danger of smugness and of mediocrity. What happens to Christianity's edge? What happens to those who want to be excellent within Christianity? Is to be Christian simply to be somebody who has a place in the world, and that's it? So throughout its history, since the time of Constantine, certain Christians have appealed to elements in the New Testament that pointed to a more radical form of discipleship as a warrant for their pursuit of a more heroic path, a more impressive way of being Christian, if you will.